Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, You Need to Act Like a Son of God Already in Progress.
When I told Terry that her kids were sick and she had three miscarriages and it was all because of her sin of that she didn't love her husband, as she had bitterness toward her husband. When I told her that, that woman jumped up in this and began to scream and walked out the door and say, "You're an idiot. I have never seen a pastor that would say that I'm sick or my children are sick or dying because of my sin." I said, "Well, ma'am, I've learned that. It's the truth." I said, "You ask God and He'll tell you." So that day she happened to be in the right place because as she left to going home, she's saying, "Lord, Thurman says that my children are sick because of me." And the Lord says, "He's exactly right, Terry." She said, "He's right." She said, "Yes, Terry, He told you exactly what He's learned from me. And your children, the reason your three children died and you miscarried three is because you had bitterness toward your husband." Isn't that something? Who would ever dream that your children, when the Lord says stop and consider the cost of what this is going to cost you, to think that your children could be sick and maybe even paralyzed forever because of your sin, would it be worth it? No, I'd hope not. Stop and consider the cost. What's it going to cost me, Lord? Well, I told you in the Word, no divorce. I hate divorce. I told you to forgive each other, not once, but how many times?
How many?
490 times. 70 times 7. You know, if God tells you you need to forgive up to 490 times, there must be something that's very costly. Yes. Is that right?
Yes.
Why do we not consider the cost? Why do we just say, "I'm just going to do it my way and forget it"? And then when our children suffer the consequences, we suffer just like Mike over there with his back trouble. I don't even know what the sin was that brought that upon him. But there was something kind of a curse that was on that man for years and years and years in excruciating pain in his back. For years, 20 years or something like that, wasn't it, Mike? Finally learned how we could break the curse and pray the prayer of faith. And they'd heard all that here in this church. And then one day at home, while he's working on the bathroom, and he's in excruciating pain and he can't go no more. He's hurting so bad he can't go no more. His wife said, "Honey, you know what the pastor's been teaching us? That if two of us on earth agree about anything now, he'll forgive us and he'll do it." And she said, "I want to pray for you." And she reached over and touched her husband and broke that curse and prayed the prayer of faith. And Mike, which had been down with back problems for 20 years, was instantly healed. And he's never had a back pain since. And as many of you in this room have experienced those same things. But see, we don't think about the curse causeless cannot come to rest. Do you understand what that means? Sickness or disease or pain is the curse, and that curse cannot just accidentally drop upon you. There has to be a cause. Proverbs 26:2 says, "The curse causeless shall not come to rest." Is that what it says? So then that means we do something. So if we do something and it winds up costing us or one of our children something, then we need to repent of our sin and then pray the prayer of faith. And you say, "Well, what if the daddy sinned and I can't get him to confess his sin?" Does that happen all the time? Oh, yeah. I mean, men go out and do things and do crazy things and sleep around when they're out of town and do all kinds of stupid things and maybe even bring children into the world, you know, that are illegitimate and everything else. And then you try to tell them, even though you had that child, You need to repent. That's why the child's sick. They won't believe you. They will not believe you. I know. I've been there. And let me tell you what. Every family that has listened to me, I mean, it doesn't make any difference what the sickness was, whether it was cerebral palsy, whether it was eczema, whether it was whatever it was. But we've had all kinds of back troubles, whatever. Every time we find the sin and repent of the sin, whoever we pray for gets healed. Amen. Isn't that something?
Amen.
It makes no difference what it was. Whether it was Kim's back, Scott and Kim's little girl. You know, I mean, it's amazing that once we can find the problem, just like that day right here, standing here, those little 13-year-old boys there were. Had the blindness and couldn't see and had color blindness and everything else. When we found the sin and got the parents to repent of the sin, and then we prayed for the child, in two cases standing right at the front, the children were instantly healed. Instantly healed. So what does God want you to do? He wants you to stop sinning. He wants no sin. Does he say that in his church? In his word, no sin. You know, in fact, I want to read 1 Peter 2:21-24. I want you to see 1 Peter 2:21-24. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. We were called. Christ left us an example to follow. Well, in verse 22, what does it say the example is? Who did? You know, I don't understand how that happened. I don't understand how I read this book all these years and how I went to a Baptist church all these years. And I've been in church forever. I don't have a testimony. I was on drugs and I was running around out in the world and I'm sleeping around with everybody. I don't have that kind of testimony and I'm glad I don't. I have a testimony. I walked with God. I walked with the Lord. I studied his word. I taught a Bible study class. I did everything. I didn't run around with the wild women. I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. I didn't do none of those bad things. Andrew Womack's the only guy I've ever seen that's walked, me and him walked pretty close to the same path. He walked holy. I mean, he walked holy. But you notice Psalm 91 worked for him too. Because he went to Vietnam and saw all kinds of firefights and never took a hit. Not one. So it worked. Psalm 91 worked for him. But I don't understand how I missed this, because I was told in the Baptist church on a regular basis, you are just an unworthy sinner saved by grace. Did any of y'all hear that like I did?
Yep.
So you heard it too, huh? And so I just believed that. I'm an unworthy sinner saved by grace. Until one day I began to read scriptures like this one. Christ left me an example to follow that in him there was no sin. If he left me an example to follow that there was no sin, then if that is to be my example, how much sin does he expect to come out of my life? None. Not any. No sin whatsoever. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Next verse. When he was reviled, revile not again. Do you know how hard that is? But he committed himself to him that judges righteously. He suffered. When he suffered, he did not threaten. But next verse. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin. Are we dead to sin? We're supposed to be. Sometimes we see too many risings from the dead. But we're supposed to be dead. Is that right? According to this scripture, we're supposed to be dead. And we said, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, then by whose stripes you were healed. So if you're doing all the things the Lord says, you've repented of all your sin. If you have repented, how much sin should there be in a Christian's life?
None.
Not any. How many people do you know that's out there living in sin? sleeping together with other people they're not married to and all kinds of stuff, and call themselves a Christian. Do you know people like that? I do. I would not want to be that man or woman and stand before the King of Kings, knowing that I had been made righteous because of what he did. I don't want to be there. I want to be holy, don't you?
Yeah.
If he said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy," is it possible for us to be holy?
Yeah.
Absolutely. We can do it. We can do it. There's no two ways about it. You can do it. You can do it, can't you, Betty? Absolutely. And it's not hard, is it? It's not hard at all. So how much sin do we need in our life, Ron?
None.
That's exactly right. No sin in our life. I'm going to, right now, before we close, this child has cerebral palsy. I'm going to pray for this girl. I'm going to call on the mercy of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I remit this girl's, it's not her sin that made her like this, but it's her daddy's sin that made her like this. Lord, I remit his sin. You said I can forgive sin and you'll take that. So Lord, I remit her dad's sin. And I thank you for being merciful and forgiving him. And I thank you for healing this child. Only you can heal this child. And Lord, we thank you that you redeemed her from the curse. You done it on the cross. You told us in Galatians 3:13-14 that you have redeemed us all from the curse. That includes this girl. And if we've remitted her father's sins, then the curse is taken care of. And she is free. And so, Lord, she will be able to walk and play again in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for her complete healing. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, you said I could ask for anything, so I ask you to take away the steel rod in her back, make her body perfect, with no steel, everything in it worked like it's supposed to, with no pain in her body. Thank you, Lord, for being such a merciful, mighty God and fixing this little lady and making her whole with no pain. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
You've been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, "You Need to Act Like a Son of God," or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.